In 1974, the 465 prefix was added to Juneau's telephone exchange, Nixon resigned, and Patricia Hearst was kidnapped. KTOO-FM also signed on the air in January. Here's Buck Evans from our first benefit concert.
Oh, the whippoorwill sings in the sycamore just the same. And the butterflies fly to the buttercups just the same.
Buck Evans at KTOO's first benefit concert in 1974. In 1975, the Suez Canal was opened, the U.S. and Russia linked up in space, and Jay Hammond was inaugurated as the fifth governor of the state of Alaska.
I come before you upon this occasion not buoyed by a surging electoral groundswell, but rather bobbing upon a ripple, a wavelet of modest pomp and spare proportion. But despite this acknowledged underwhelming mandate, I am sustained and heartened, for I'm assured that the concerns and choices for Alaska's future, which I truly hold, are common fare with most Alaskans.
Jay Hammond, live on KTOO in 1975. In 1976, the United States had its bicentennial. The Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park was established, and on KTOO-FM on Saturday nights, Dapper Dan ruled the airwaves.
Must is, cause must ain't don't sound right. I'll treat you right. Just hang in there and be tough, love, cause Dapper Dan is going to hang out here and be rough, moving slightly, but lightly, giving strokes for different folk. We want to put a little pep in your step, a little glide in your stride, and a little dip in your hip, and come on, y'all, and let's boogie now. We's coming directly from KTOO, baby, and it's the hottest spot in radio. If you don't understand what I mean, you sure enough got a hole in your soul.
From 1976, that was Dapper Dan McClinton. In 1977, Jimmy Carter was sworn in as the 39th President of the United States. The first oil moved through the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, and Taj Mahal performed live at the Crystal Saloon and Ballroom, live on KTOO-FM.
Champagne, don't drive me crazy.
Cocaine, my relays, I ain't nobody's business but my own.
Can't understand that liquor's quicker.
You can drink all the liquor down in Costa Rica, baby. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Now you know you can run around Juneau, baby, in your birthday suit. I could catch you come out the back of Alaska with a whole lot of loot. Ain't nobody's business but your own.
They say cocaine for horses, now it ain't for men.
Doctor said it killed me, but it didn't say when. Ain't nobody's business but my own.
From 1977, that was Taj Mahal, live from the Crystal Saloon and Ballroom. In 1978, the personal computer was invented. 56 million acres of Alaska land were set aside as national monuments. Franklin Butte celebrated the 50th birthday of the Kimball Theater pipe organ, and one of KTOO's founders, Dennis Harris, interviewed Harry Chapin.
I had driven a cab myself here in Juneau, and it kind of hit home, too, you know, because...
Having your past get on board that cab and, you know, hey, what happened to you?
Well, yeah, people would hop in the cab and they'd say, my goodness, what are you doing driving a cab?
From 1978, Franklin Butte performing live in the State Office Building atrium, and Dennis Harris interviewing performer Harry Chapin. In 1979, the Shah of Iran fell from power. The Doobie Brothers were the top pop group of the year, and Cy Peck Jr. produced coverage in Juneau of the first American Symphysis Week.
We're witnessing what is usually called a spirit dance. These are dances done behind a blanket. The blanket is held up by two people, and in between you have two dancers, and usually these are spirits used by the medicine man. These are medicine man dances.
Cy Peck Jr. recorded live in 1979. In 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted. The U.S. team boycotted the Moscow Summer Olympics, Ronald Reagan was elected president, and Uncle Bob Pavitt performed live on KTOO.
Cheer me, cheer me, cheer. сам я через все мои миленько идет.
Uncle Bob Pavitt, performing live in 1980. In 1981, 52 American hostages returned from Iran. Air traffic controllers in the United States went on strike, and Linda Rosenthal and Jim Greeninger performed at the New Orpheum Theater. Linda Rosenthal and Jim Greeninger recorded at the New Orpheum Theater in 1981. In 1982, the Tylenol scare was nationwide news, Argentina invaded the Falkland Islands, and Bill Sheffield was elected the sixth governor of the state of Alaska.
Would you favor a time zone change with Juneau and the rest of the state so that we were on the same key?
Yes, that's one of the problems that we have in the state. You see, it's 2 hours between Juneau and Anchorage. It's 3 hours difference between here and other parts of the state. And if we could have the time change so that it's more the same time, I think that might help in people in Anchorage doing business with state government in Juneau. Because, see, by 2:30 in the afternoon in Anchorage, you're shut down.
Bill Sheffield, interviewed by KTOO's Annabelle Lund in 1982. In 1983, Return of the Jedi was released. The final episode of MASH was broadcast to an estimated 125 million viewers. Queen Ida came to Juneau, and John Carswell played on Live Day. From 1983, music by Queen Ida and John Carswell. In 1984, Ronald Reagan was re-elected president. Mountaineers made the first live radio broadcast from the summit of Mount Denali. The Far Cry Players performed radio drama on KTOO, and the jazz group Alive came to Juneau.
If old Doc Holliday could see you now, bringing law and order to little red varmints in the Arctic Circle.
Oh, ventilate Mallory next time I see him.
Now, Wyatt, you vowed you were through with shooting.
You're looking all around, y'all listening, y'all trying to keep an open mind. It's amazing what you find out all around. Black, white, red, brown, city, country, town. Everything you've lived and loved and learned. And for lack of a better word, call it jazz. That indigenous American creative art form called jazz.
From 1984, that was Alive and the Far Cry Players. In 1985, Libby Riddles was the first woman to win the Iditarod. The Alaska Railroad became property of the state of Alaska. Volunteer Connie Dunphy produced the documentary Sea Stories, and the Taku Gales performed on KTOO-FM's Live Wire.
The last time I looked up was when the wave hit Cenotaph Island, and I saw the wave hit the island and come completely, not clear over the whole thing, but there's a saddle in the middle of the island. And I saw the water come through that.
From 1985, that was the Taku Gales and a piece from Connie Dunphy's production, Sea Stories. In 1986, Britain and France announced plans to build the Channel. The Space Shuttle Challenger exploded in midair. Garrison Keillor came to Juneau, and Steve Cooper was inaugurated as the seventh governor of the state of Alaska.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome to A Prairie Home Companion, a live broadcast coming to you from the auditorium of the Juneau Douglas High School here on the main drag in Juneau, Alaska.
There are always people who think if they just sit there long enough, good fortune will magically appear from the sky. They will become rich and happy and go to heaven, all without the slightest effort.
From 1986, that was from Governor Steve Cooper's inauguration, and Garrison Keillor from the Juneau version of A Prairie Home Companion, live on KTOO. In 1987, the U.S. Congress held public hearings in the Iran-Contra investigation. The University of Alaska Board of Regents approved plans to merge Alaska community colleges and universities. And the urban barbarians discovered a lost city in the clouds.
Gee, I must be on the wrong tour. Maybe I can lose them in this herd of fat cats.
Hey, Luke, over here!
What? How'd you know my name?
Lucky guess. In here, quick!
Gee, what is this place?
The sanatorium. They've just begun the ceremony.
In these troubled times, give these servants grace and wisdom. Deliver us from shortfall, spare us from sacrifice, and keep their grubby hands off my dividend.
From 1987, The Urban Barbarians. In 1988, two whales trapped by ice near Barrow attracted worldwide attention. Vern Tejas completed the first solo ascent of Mount McKinley, and another Vern, Vern Metcalf, with Sumner McLeish, produced the history of the Alaska Native Brotherhood.
The AMB celebrated its 75th anniversary last year after being founded in Juneau in 1912. Over the next 2 months, Vern Metcalf will be talking with many of the men and women who helped build the Alaska Native Brotherhood.
Today my guest is John Hope, who is a past president of the Grand Camp, as was his father and as was his brother Herb, and I guess all of the Hopes, John, have pretty much held every office that the A and B has to offer, is that correct?
Yeah, my brother Percy was Grand Treasurer, and my brother Al Willard was Grand Secretary.
So that takes care of everybody just about, huh?
From 1988, that was Vern Metcalf with Sumner McLeish. In 1989, George Bush Sr. was sworn in as the 41st President of the United States. The Exxon Valdez ran aground on Bly Reef in Prince William Sound, and musicians from around the state contributed to the KTOO radio program, Troubled Waters.
The ocean turns black, but don't overreact. It'll all be dispersed in a decade or so.
Tanker cowboy made it happen so easy. Whoa!
Unnumbered remains in the common grave. Blackened feathers, broken chains.
From 1989, Mike Marker, John Palms, and John Lyman with Robin Dale Ford. Part of the program, Troubled Waters. In 1990, mining ranked as Alaska's fastest growing industry, Operation Desert Shield began, and Walter Hickel won the gubernatorial race on the independence ticket.
Wealth is not money, not even money in the bank. Wealth is work.
Welcome to KTOO's Letters from Home special. Hello to all of you from Juneau serving in Operation Desert Shield.
From 1990, we heard from Governor Walter Hickel and Claire Richardson from the KTOO program Letters from Home. In 1991, Operation Desert Storm occurred in Kuwait. The Clarence Thomas Anita Hill hearings were broadcast nationwide, and John Greeley, Greg Pease, and Andy Klein brought KTOO listeners the Fish Report.
How come John and Greg can't catch a fish while they're on the air like Click and Clack Fix Cars?
Yeah.
And we've got one more. This one's to Dear KTOO Management. This is a little later. Uh-oh, look at John. I think I might have a fish on. Oh. Yes, I think he's got a fish on the line here, John.
Can you narrate for us, Andy?
Oh, he's definitely got one on the line. Unbelievable, John. I do have a fish on.
Okay, we'll stay with you here. We got about a minute. Can you get it in the boat?
Oh, look at this, Andy.
All right.
This is amazing, John.
Oh,
I can't.
This will show all those letter writers, right?
From 1991, part of the Fish Report with John Greeley, Andy Klein, and Greg Pease. In 1992, the Cold War ended. Hillary Lind won a silver medal in downhill skiing at the Olympics, the Anchorage Times folded, and June Dawson worked to bring Patsy Ann back to Juneau.
We want to install a larger-than-life-size bronze sculpture of Patsy Ann, seated on a packing crate containing a collection box. On the downtown dock where the ships tie up in the summertime.
From 1992, that was From Our Town, featuring June Dawson.
The voices of KTOO.
Oh, this is Terry Armadillo Harvey, bringing you a special 3.5 hours of Country Crossroads.
To find out where your candidate stands on the issues,
KTOO's Election 78 shifts into high gear this week.
Hi. You know, it wasn't long ago that I didn't even know what news was, let alone try to report it.
You can participate in our general election coverage.
The FCC is coming to town.
And then, in the fall, I'll be with you again to bring you local school news on Gilbert Speaking.
You betcha.
In 1994, the federal building in Oklahoma City was bombed. President Clinton sent troops to Bosnia. Voters again in Alaska defeated a capital move proposal, and Juneau was still deciding on a name for its middle school.
Students at Marie Drake, meanwhile, say their favorite for a new name is Thunder Mountain School.
From 1994, that was former KTOO News Director John Greeley. In 1996, the FBI arrested the suspected Unabomber. The U.S. Congress lifted the ban on exportation of Alaska crude oil. Governor Tony Knowles made his second State of the State address, and KTOO put a man on Mars.
We will ask the legislature to join us in an innovative experiment to encourage more oil development more quickly.
This better be important.
Look, Rivera, we've got a situation.
What do you mean, we?
Daihatsu, the corporation is a problem, Rivera. And I thought that before the last transports left, you might want to pick up a work contract.
From 1996, Governor Tony Knowles and Mark Whitman and Brett Dillingham from The Dream of the Green Chamber. In 1997, the Hale-Bopp comet made headlines. Princess Diana and Mother Teresa died. Canadian fishermen in Prince Rupert blockaded an Alaskan ferry for 3 days. And the Cook County Blues Band performed in a benefit concert for KTOO.
Well, it's an honor to be here at Centennial Hall. Working for K2. I want to give a really great thanks to our star producer, Grace Elliott, over there by the door. Put the show together.
From 1997, that was a Cook County Blues Band performing in a benefit concert for KTOO. In 1998, President Clinton admitted having a relationship with Monica Lewinsky. English was made the official language of Alaska state government. Stuart Ely and Carol Healy got married on the folk festival stage, and Don Drew yodeled during Morning Edition.
Do you, Carol, in the presence of these witnesses, take Stuart to be your husband?
Oh, yeah!
Don, this could be a first for the Friday Weather Report. Could you yodel for us?
From 1998, that was Katie Bosler and Don Drew for Morning Edition, and Stuart Ely and Carol Healy from the Alaska Folk Festival stage. In 1999, China launched its first spacecraft. Columbine High School made headline news. The Millennium Bug threatened the world, and the USS Juno came to Juno.
I think there's a lot of complacency around. And then on the other extreme, there, you know, are a lot of survivalists, and there has to be something in the middle.
Captain Alan Hefner greeted local representatives just after the ship docked Friday.
And everything has just fell into place. It's just marvelous. So the crew is excited. We've been reading every tour brochure we could find.
From 1999, that was Captain Alan Hefner with Matt Miller on Morning Edition and Dennis Egan talking about the Millennium Bug. In the year 2000, Ilian Gonzalez made the headlines. Hillary Clinton entered the New York Senate race. Phillips Petroleum bought Arco Alaska. KTOO-FM presented a conversation in Tlingit on Live Day, and from the Alaska Folk Festival brought you the Pride Chorus. In the year 2000, that was the Pride Chorus from the Alaska Folk Festival, and from Live Day, Conversation in Tlingit. In 2001, George Bush was sworn in as the 43rd President of the United States. Terrorists attacked the World Trade Center, and longtime KTOO volunteer Rich DeRue did his last show and moved to Anchorage.
My goodness. Well, I'm not used to being on this side of the control board here.
How does it feel to be on the spot there, Richie?
It's rough.
Lead the offended to forgive, and the offended to repent.
Dispel the shadow of death that seems to cover us. Fill us with your light.
Comfort your people who suffer loss and sorrow. Be their refuge and our strength, O God.
To remember the survivors and pray for their healing. To remember the friends and the family and offer them hope.
From 2001, The Day of Remembrance at Centennial Hall. And Grace Elliott and Rich DeRue, live on KTOO. In 2002, the euro became legal tender for much of Europe. First-class letter postage went up to 37 cents, the Kmart Corporation filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and the Olympic torch passed through Juneau.
Yes, this is Matt again.
Matt Miller.
This is classic. Just only in Alaska, you have a snowplow lead the Olympic convoy here. Such a nice little kids here. They're very excited despite the cold. And torch runner just jumped out. Somebody in a white and blue jumpsuit here.
Are you? You're not standing in the way, are you?
No, of course not.
Okay.
5861212. We're going to go now to Susan Fitzgerald.
It's kind of like the 4th of July in January. Everybody's having a great time, enjoying the fact that this great event has come to Juneau. I'm a little bit out of breath because I took a long way.
From 2002, that was Jim Grammel, Matt Miller, Grace Elliott, and Susan Fitzgerald bringing you live coverage of the Olympic torch passing through Juneau.
In 2003, the U.S. invaded Iraq, Saddam Hussein was captured, the Human Genome Project was completed, and Mike Truax appeared in the Alaska Folk Festival.
Well, if you should read in the papers that she's been seen getting in some big, long, black, old, custom-made limousine. She may fool you with her smile, but I can see that's just her poor, hapless, helpless, hopeless, pathetic way of getting over me.
Mike Truax from the 30th Annual Alaska Folk Festival. In 2004, Facebook was launched. Former President Ronald Reagan passed away. President George W. Bush was reelected, and Katie Bosler interviewed Buddy Tabor about his concert at Folsom Prison.
What did that make you think about?
I don't live in a living hell like those guys, but yet, you know, sometimes I may be depressed or can't get it together or whatever, and I thought, well, you know, these guys just pick it up and go with it, you know? You know, we went there to entertain them but or show them something, and I really felt, in the end, we were there to learn from them.
In 2005, Benedict XVI became Pope, John Roberts became Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Hurricane Katrina devastated the Gulf Coast, and KTOO took part in a national relief effort for survivors.
From KTOO, this is Katrina. Juneau responds, a live radio marathon to raise funds for the American Red Cross in their work to aid victims of Hurricane Katrina.
In 2006, the U.S. population reached 300 million. Sarah Palin became the first woman governor of Alaska, and KTOO took part in the This I Believe project.
I believe in poetry as the embodiment of the community that joins us as a culture, as a robust medium for making sense of the experiences we share, and as a fearless way of seeing the world that presumes nothing to be insignificant.
That was Jim Hale reading from his This I Believe essay from 2006. In 2007, the U.S. experienced a recession. The minimum wage increased to $5.85. Nancy Pelosi became the first woman Speaker of the House, and KTOO became K3 Radio.
So on the count of three, button pushers, ready to go. Here we go. Three,
one,
two,
one.
Hi, this is David Dye from the World Cafe, and I can honestly tell you I've never, ever been in this position before. It is so wonderful that we are able to begin the programming on KRNN and that the World Cafe starts things off. So congratulations to you and everybody involved in having a great new radio station. And without any further ado, our first program, it's the World Cafe.
That was Bill Legere, Beth Weigel, and David Dye, ushering in KTOO, KRNN, and KXLL. In 2008, the stock market crashed. Barack Obama was elected as the 44th president of the United States. And despite all difficulties, Andy Klein kept the wheels turning at KXLL.
KXLL, excellent radio. I'm Andy Klein, broadcasting to you today from an undisclosed location. Me and Dick Cheney are hanging out together here in a deep underground bunker. Actually, there's work being done in the KXLL studio right now, and so having to come to you from another location here in the vast KXLL complex. But good to come to you.
This is Ted Stevens. You're listening to Public Radio That Rocks. Excellent radio. KXLL,
100.7.
In 2009, the Tea Party was established. Pop icon Michael Jackson passed away. Sonia Sotomayor became the first Latino justice of the Supreme Court. And Renee Guerin shared her memories as part of the StoryCorps project.
I just don't remember anything except Juno as a child and loving it. My grandfather, who wanted to be out of town, he built a very beautiful house out there past Salmon Creek for my grandmother and me, and I grew up there. You know, in the summer, grandmother would open the door in the morning, and I would go out with the dogs and come back when I was hungry. My mother was a working mom. She was a photographer and flew an airplane so she could take her own pictures. And she had a little house not too far from us toward town. So I saw her all the time. I wasn't separated from her in that sense. But in those days, it was the war. My dad was away. I thought it was a very normal upbringing.
From 2009, that was Renee Guerin. In 2010, the Affordable Care Act was signed into law. The Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico. And the Great Alaska Bluegrass Band provided backup music for Juno's version of Says You.
Welcome to this week's edition of Says You. This week, a community show featuring the citizens and denizens of Juno, Alaska.
Does that include a pit bull and lipstick? Right here. Good point.
What kind of people will we find here? To what standards will they hold our humble little endeavor? You're almost there.
Well, that means we get some points. Why don't we just quit?
Yeah. We're okay. We're okay not being perfect.
Will these brave Alaskans rise to the occasion? Will they amuse and intellectually astound? Will they create moments never before heard on Says You?
The worst 10 points I've ever given in my life.
See what happens when Says You comes to Juno.
Richard Scherr, host of Says You, starting out his Juno show live from Centennial Hall. In 2011, Osama bin Laden was killed by U.S. forces. The Occupy Wall Street movement got underway. U.S. troops were withdrawn from Iraq. And volunteer Shelley Owens produced highlights of the 37th annual Alaska Folk Festival.
The annual Alaska Folk Festival celebrated its 37th year in 2011. Juno Centennial Hall hosted 10 concerts during the 7-day festival. Musicians traveled to Juno from 21 communities throughout Alaska and from Oregon, Washington, California, Idaho, West Virginia, Florida, and Canada.
This is a guitar. She promised to bring her Jimi Hendrix special, but relented at the last minute.
Mike Sicarius and Terry Hoskinson performing at the 2011 Alaska Folk Festival. In 2012, Barack Obama was re-elected president, the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi was attacked, Hurricane Sandy devastated the East Coast, and Ed Schoenfeld provided a story on local place names.
I'm standing next to the highway on the waterfront near downtown Juneau, where Gold Creek enters Gastineau Channel. But those are new names assigned by European explorers or their descendants. The people who lived here before called this place Zantakahini, flounder at the base of the creek. It's now the name of a middle school several miles away. The name, and hundreds more, have come close to being lost, replaced by Western labels.
Ed Schoenfeld, regional news director for Coast Alaska. In 2013, the Boston Marathon bombings occurred, a meteor exploded over Russia, Nelson Mandela passed away, and KRNN's Spotlight Concert Series continued, featuring music by Blues by Association. No. 40 years of radio. Thanks for tuning in.